Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In our study of the book of Romans, we now come to the 7th chapter. May I begin by saying that what we use as authority in religion is all important. It's unfortunate that people use their creeds and their catechisms and their disciplines and their manuals. They listen to their priest or to their pastor or something like that and their ancestors. But friend, unless we have the right authority behind the things that we believe and obey, then it's not going to be acceptable in the sight of God. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ is that to which all men are accountable and amenable today. Now, last time we read the first 4 verses of chapter 7, but because of the time, we were not able to discuss those verses very much, so we're going to repeat here this morning about the first 4 verses of the 7th chapter. Paul says, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Paul is going to show here how that we today are under the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, he appeals through using the laws of marriage to show our relationship, our distinct relationship to the law and to the gospel of Christ. Now, the Gentiles had lived under a certain law. The Jews had lived under the law of Moses. And the law of marriage, however, had been God's law since the days of the Garden of Eden. But we emphasize that one is amenable and accountable and answerable to the law which is over him. He illustrates this accountability by this marital relationship. He says a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. Now keep in mind the passage of Scripture that we're studying. It is not primarily discussing the laws of marriage. It is using marriage to illustrate a principle that we need to understand regarding who is our authority in religion. Marriage is not the prime topic. Nonetheless, it does show clearly how God intends for marriage to be a lifelong relationship. Now, there is an exception to this rule found in Matthew and Mark, when Jesus uses fornication as the one and only reason for a justifiable divorce. But the exception is not discussed here, because marriage is not the primary discussion. He shows that the wife and the husband belong to each other, so long as they both shall live until the death of one or the other. And for her to marry another while her husband was still living, that would make her an adulteress. It makes her an adulteress even yet. But to marry after she is released from her husband due to his death, she is not an adulteress. Now, Paul uses this truth to illustrate the relationship, and particularly for the Jewish people, who had lived under the law of Moses. But he showed that they now live under the law of Christ. The Mosaic law was dead. It died on the cross when Christ did. It was nailed to the cross. The Jew, who is now a Christian, Paul says, he's not under that old law anymore. He is spiritually married to another. And who is that other? Why, it's the one who's been raised from the dead. Of course, that refers to Jesus Christ. And it was now unto Christ that bring forth fruit unto God. He continues on to show in verse 5 and 6 the difference between living in the flesh according to the letter or in the spirit. Now he describes in the flesh and according to the letter as to the time when they lived under the law of Moses. In the spirit refers to the time that they live in Christ. Here again, then, we see the contrast and the comparison of the two spiritual states, one under the law of Moses, one under the will of Jesus Christ. He says in verse 5 and 6, "For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we're delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, not in the oldness of the letter." Now Paul had just illustrated by a marriage the changed relationship of the Jew regarding the law of Moses. As Christians, they were married to Christ. And being in the flesh, of course, doesn't refer to them being physically alive, because obviously they were physically alive. He was writing to people who were physically alive. But they live in the flesh under the law of Moses. That's the condition, the state, which he is describing. And that's when they lived under the law of Moses. But now, being delivered from that old law, in which they once were held captive, it being dead, they served in newness of spirit. You see, newness of spirit is one thing. That's the being a Christian. In the flesh, and according to the oldness of the letter, that was living under the law of Moses. Now in verse 7 through 12 he says, "What shall we say then?" He's going to draw some conclusions from the points that he's made. Now, the law of Moses, it had served its purpose. It had been fulfilled. It had been taken out of the way. And Paul might seem to be saying there's something wrong with that old law, but there wasn't anything wrong with the old law. It just simply did not do what it was never designed or intended to do. He says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Oh, God forbid." He says, "Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I find to be indeed unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." Now, since we're no longer married to the old law, the Jew is no longer married to the old law, the Gentile was never married to the old law, what shall we conclude? Since we're under the old law, people were in sin, did this mean that the law was sinful? Paul says, "God forbid, may it not be so." The law of Moses, it came from God. The law was not sinful, it was man that was sinful. The law defined sin. The law made sin quite evident. It condemned sin. But the law was not sinful, not itself. Now Paul shows how he could not have known lust. He could known it was sinful, except the law had told him that it was sinful. And he cites the 10th of the 10 commandments. Now, when he cites these commandments, he is citing the law from which we are delivered. You know, sometimes people say, I'll go to heaven by obeying the Ten Commandments. Friend, that's not God's way for men to get to heaven today. Obviously, the Ten Commandments are part of that from which we have been delivered, because Paul cites the tenth of the Ten Commandments from which we are delivered. We are no longer bound by the Ten Commandments. Now, that does not mean that we're at liberty to murder or to lie or to commit adultery or to the other things that the Ten Commandments condemns. We're talking about authority. We are still prohibited from those things, but not because of the law of Moses, but because of the will and the law of Jesus Christ. The commandment did not force Paul to sin. The commandment simply identified the sin that Paul committed. But without the law, there was no violation. But the law does not force one to make a violation of the law. And Paul said there was a time that he was not accountable to the law. Now, just when that man might have been, must have been in the days of his infancy. You know, sometimes people will teach you that the child is born guilty and damned and depraved. Well, if that be true, he would be subject to the law. But Paul says there was a time that he was not subject to the law, which is evident that when he was born and when he was an infant, he was innocent of the violation of the law. But as he grew and matured and became aware of the things that he should and should not do, he violated the law. Paul was not born guilty of sin. We are not born guilty of sin. Nobody is guilty of sin until that person has violated the law himself. We're not guilty of the sin of Adam. We're not guilty of the sins of our neighbors, of our foreparents, of our children. We're each one guilty of our own sins. And that's what causes us to be spiritually dead and separated from God. Now, the old law might be considered a law that was ordained to life. You know, if a person had kept the law of Moses perfectly, he would not have sinned. He would not have need of salvation. But, of course, he could not do that. It was a law that, if lived perfectly, it would have produced life. It was a law of works whereby we would have earned our salvation. But Paul says we didn't earn our salvation. It has come through the mercy and the grace of Almighty God. Now, he goes on to talk about the authority behind what we do. Friend, when you hear somebody say, pray the sinner's prayer, where's the biblical authority for that? Faith only, where's the biblical authority? Grace alone, where's the biblical authority? Friend, we are not to follow the authority of men. We're to follow the authority of Jesus Christ. And it is so obvious that sin is powerful, and sin deceives man. And Paul says the law, it was holy, it was just, it was good. If men had lived perfectly under it, they would have been sinless, but they certainly could not live in a sinless life. But we're under a new authority. We're married to another. We're married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, beginning with verse 13 of chapter 7, we're going to see other things about the relationship of us to our Savior, Jesus Christ, in this marvelous system of salvation revealed to us in the book of Romans. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.